Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, God was giving so much confirmation. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, okay, Lord. Yeah, you know, hey, that's what you want.
That's Amen. Right. Amen. That's what
you
want. Amen.
You won't be self-made. You're going to be God-made.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. How everybody doing again this morning?
Amen. Amen. Good.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and pray in, and then we're going to jump right in. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we pray today, just thanking you in advance, oh God, as I come, oh God, to speak to your people, God. Sit me down and you stand up.
Yes.
Let me, oh God, Father God, decrease that you may increase.
Yes.
Speak, oh God, to me. Speak through me.
Yes.
Anoint
Jesus.
Me afresh. Use me, oh God,
yes.
to your glory.
Jesus.
Father, I know without you I can do nothing, but with
Amen.
You I can
hey.
Do all things.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus
name
Christ,
of Jesus.
We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. The Lord spoke to me, amen, glory to God, and he said, secret prayer produces public, I don't know what I got going on here, yeah. Secret prayer, yeah, glory to God, produces public benefits. That's what it
amen.
Is, thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, secret prayer produces public benefits.
Amen.
Amen, glory to God. How many of us know, not only then, but even more now and more than ever, you need to be in prayer.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things, and I know even this ministry and the one that God used me to build has been built on prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Prayer. Amen.
Prayer. Mm-hmm. Because if you, you know, if you don't have prayer, then you don't have God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One of the things, first thing is there must be time set aside for prayer.
Amen.
There
Amen.
Must be time set aside for prayer.
Amen.
And I'm at the end of that, I want to put singular and united.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
In Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 6, it says, but when thou prayest, that's singular. In other words, a lot of times we come, you know, three to four, because I have a bye week, to pray, amen, glory to God here, united, but what about your prayer and your personal prayer at your house is what I'm saying. Yeah, glory to God. Because when he says here in Matthew 6 and verse number 6, he says, but when thou prayest. See,
Amen.
Yeah, that right there says a lot, is because when you have a prayer life, amen, glory to God, from the singular aspect, it'll benefit you when you come together to pray as a whole. He says, I got to help somebody with that one.
Yes.
Amen, glory to God, because I can only, amen, glory to God, pray for you, but I can't have a relationship for you.
That's right.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's
right.
All right.
Yes. Say it. Tell the truth.
He says, but when thou prayest, enter into thy closet.
Yes.
Y'all remember prayer room, right?
Yes. Yes.
Come on, y'all remember
right.
prayer room?
Yes.
See,
indeed.
She had to teach her how to have a personal prayer life. See, she had situations, amen, but she didn't have the personal prayer life.
Yes.
See, that which was going on the outside, she needed some private prayer to deal with the public situation. Okay, I'm gonna say that again.
Okay, amen.
What we all deal with from the external, you and I must have an internal or a private relationship with God to deal with the external situations that are going on.
Amen. Right. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
He says, when thou hast what? Shut thy door.
Uh-huh.
That means that's a place where that you have designated, a place that you have, put in position to be able to pray to God in your private time.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
See, she knew what was going on, but what she did was she had to show her how to deal what was going on.
Yes.
She, that lady, the older lady, amen, glory to God, was just an example.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She was she was set there, amen, glory to God, to give her a viewpoint of how she dealt with her situation.
Yeah, glory to God.
In other words, when she began to get in that closet, she understood that, wait a minute, I can talk to God for myself.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
How many of us know you don't have to go to the priest anymore?
Amen.
What's glory to God? The Bible says that we can come boldly, what?
Before
unto the throne of grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. It says, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is where? In secret.
Yes.
How many of us know, amen, glory to God? How many of us have a set time?
Hey.
Yeah, you should have a set time and a set place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. We are pretty much repetitious and on point with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, glory to God. We make schedules for everything else.
Amen.
We'll make a schedule. We'll set a time. We'll set the alarm clock. We'll be on point for that. But there must be a specific time. Jesus, the Bible even said that Jesus would rise early in the morning
to go out into the mountain apart
to pray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say you have to be religious, because religious means to be repetitious.
That's right.
But when you have a relationship, come on, glory to God. Mm-hmm. If you say, okay, let me use this for an example. You know, when you're in a relationship, amen, whether you're in a relationship, amen, intimate with an individual, or whether you have a relationship with your mom or your dad or whoever, what you do is you say, every morning we talk at a certain time.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Come on, glory to God. So you and I should always have a set time, amen, glory to God, that we meet God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's so good. Amen.
If you don't have a set time that you meet God, watch this here. Not that God won't deal with you throughout the day. Amen. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a set time, mm-hmm. guess what? God is expecting you to be there, because he's going to already be there.
Hey!
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Luke 6:12 says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out in a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, that says a whole lot within itself right there. Because how many of us know sometimes, amen, God don't need no peekaboo prayer. I said something to somebody right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, amen, you have to stay a while. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep. You'll stay late for work. You'll put in OT.
God.
Amen. Yes, but what about God?
Yes.
How many of us know sometimes it takes a little bit more, amen, than 5 and 10 minutes?
That's right.
Amen. Hey, glory.
The Bible says, and you watch with me, what? Yes. But for 1 hour.
Yes.
Come on, what happened to Peter and them? Amen.
Mm.
Every time he came back to them, they had fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
He said, can you watch with me but for one hour?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. But here, Jesus prayed all night.
Yes, he did.
Now, I like that, because guess what? How many of us know that he's praying all night because sometimes we have a problem all night?
Yes. 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 Yes.
That's good.
The Bible says he continued all night in prayer to God.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes we got big problems, but we want to give him little prayer.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Mm. Jesus. Sometimes we want to give God, amen, we want more, but we're not willing to give more.
Mm.
Mm. Come on now. I'm talking to somebody. Come on, glory to God. They got people, amen, stay out for these Walmart things called Black Friday. I don't know if y'all have it here. Y'all have that here?
No, we do.
Yeah, okay. And they'll be out there all night long.
Yes.
Jesus.
Sure, yeah, they will. Okay. Just to get a TV. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give them some Section 8. They'll be sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the truth. That EBT will put them on the pavement.
Jesus,
all night long. Mm-hmm. I've been in Atlanta.
Daniel 6 and 10 says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, Jesus, he went into his house.
Mm-hmm.
And his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know, we have, glory to God, we have a prayer line that is 7, 12, and 3.
Amen.
Now, here it is, Daniel. He went into his house, not to somebody else's house. Come on, glory to God. Sometimes, amen. I'm helping somebody because sometimes when I say into somebody else's house, I'm talking about going to somebody else.
Amen.
Glory to God. How many of us know sometimes we have problems?
Yes.
Amen. We think that there's somebody else that can help us solve our problems.
Yes. Yes.
Talk to me, Lord.
Jesus. I mean, Daniel went to his own house, amen, glory to God, where he knew that he can go and pray to God, and he did it three times a day. I like the latter end of that. He says, as he did a fourth time, meaning this wasn't nothing that Daniel had just come up with.
Right.
Amen.
Daniel had a prayer life.
Yes.
Right.
Even though the problem had arose, because he says Daniel knew that the writing was signed, but Daniel, amen, glory to God, prayer life was already there before the problem arose.
He pre-prayed.
Yeah. Come on, I like that.
Yeah, he pre-prayed.
In other words, amen, glory to God, don't take the fire extinguisher, amen, and take it out and put it up on the wall or go get it, amen, when you have a fire. Amen, glory to God. You got to have a fire extinguisher already, what? Available. You got to have it already available.
Yeah.
See, he did this three times.
Put him on layaway. Come on, glory to God.
So irregardless as to what had come up, he was already, amen, connected to God for the problem that was going to arise. Jesus. I like that one right there. So it says there must be what? A time set aside for prayer, both singular and united. Now we come here, amen, at least three or sometimes four, amen, glory to God, times a month. But the thing about that is, glory to God, I like this in Acts chapter 1 and verse 14. He says, these all continued with one accord in prayer.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
They kept on.
With one accord
individual
in prayer.
Yes.
And supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother.
Jesus.
My God. Sometimes, amen, glory to God, when you're in a united prayer, you don't know where the answer going to come from.
That's right.
Pastor just said there's no little, no big I's and no little U's. The Bible says even a child can lead them.
And
sometimes if you got a spiritual ear, amen, glory to God, you can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. So when you're in united prayer, sometimes you can get what you need united, sometimes even more than you can get by yourself, because there's more power.
The multitude of counselors that say,
when you in a place of agreement,
yes,
according
Jesus.
To the word of God, the yes, Bible Jesus. Says, again, I say unto you that two of you shall what? Agree upon her
yes,
and touch anything
yes,
that they shall ask, it shall be done. That's a promise.
Amen.
It shall be done for them of my Father, what? Which is in heaven.
Yes.
So sometimes, amen, glory to God, when you in prayer, amen, you as a group or as a body, amen, glory to God, the Spirit of God can move and you can listen, amen, glory to God, with a Jesus. Spiritual ear to hear, amen, what the Spirit is saying through somebody else.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why the devil fights so hard for you to come together.
Yes.
Because there's power and unity.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Even glory to God, the Bible says, according to 1 John 5 and 7, he says, and these three are one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, glory mm-hmm. to God. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah. Amen.
There was no secrets between God the Father and what? God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. They were all on what? One accord.
One accord.
Mm-hmm.
When we come together on one accord, amen, glory to God, there's no room for the devil to get in.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, number two is prayer will grow your spiritual relationship.
Yes.
How many of us know, amen, glory to God, if you think back, amen, when you first got saved, one of the things that the devil didn't want you to know is that you, glory to God, can have a relationship with God.
Yay.
Come on, glory to God. I saw somebody raise their hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. He didn't understand, amen, glory to God, that if you can talk to God, come on, glory to God, which is, amen, glory to God.
Yes.
Come on. If you can talk to God, that literally means, amen, glory to God, that he is what? He is the head of your life.
That's
yay!
Right.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, he's omnipresent.
Omnipresent. He's omnipotent, yes. All-powerful, yes. Omnipresent, yes. Everywhere yes. At the same time.
Yes.
He's omniscient. He's all-knowing.
Yes.
See, that's why the devil didn't want you to, amen, glory to God, to get a prayer life,
yes.
Amen,
yes.
Glory to God, because if all you relied on is just what the way you saw it, if all you relied on is just what somebody else said, what does God say about it?
Yes.
The Bible says in John 15 and verse number 7, if ye abide in me.
Yes.
That
yes,
word abide,
yes.
when you get the word meno, it means to stay. To dwell, to continue, and to remain.
Amen.
See, he says, if you abide in me. See, some of us, amen, see, that's what's wrong. Somebody ain't staying with him long enough. Somebody's not spending enough time with him. Somebody is not waiting, amen, until he speak. Jesus. Come on, glory to God.
Help us today.
Sometimes, amen, glory to God, when you finish saying what you got to say, you got to let him say what he has to say.
Amen.
And we can't rush God.
Amen.
How many of us tried to rush God?
Amen.
We wanted God to answer right away.
Yes.
Sometimes, amen, glory to God, don't answer even the same day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he don't answer the same way.
Yes.
Drive through.
Come on. A drive through prayer?
Jesus.
My. You know, he said, but if you abide with me, and my words abide in you.
Yes.
See, one of the things God do with me is, after I come out of prayer, I go directly into the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because he speaks, what? Through his word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Bible says in John 6 and verse number 63, the Bible says, the Spirit, he said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. He said, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, amen, glory to God, after you come out of communicating, amen, with him through prayer, you got to go into the word to see what he said.
Yes.
Jesus. That's just how he deal with me. That's just a nugget. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. Because God talks through his word because he is his word.
Yes.
He says in Revelation 3 and 20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Hey, glory, hallelujah.
I mean, there was a lot of times That's where God is knocking at the door of our heart. Have you ever been, amen, glory to God, doing something and God was knocking at the door of your heart?
Yes.
Trying to tell you, trying to get your attention. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to share something with you. He wanted to communicate. He wanted to download. He wanted to drop something in your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. See, sometimes, amen, you could be too busy for God. But you'll know when God is knocking at the door of your heart, because it's going to be something saying, amen, glory to God, that you're going to hear, and you're going to hear it like you ain't never heard it before. You can hear one thing, but all of a sudden when you hear that one thing, you'll know, amen, glory to God, that that was God's voice. Am I helping anybody?
Yes.
And when you hear God's voice, the Bible says, amen, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Yes. So that means, amen, glory to God. When you talk about that word sup, it means to what? It means where you get the word supper, but it also means what? To fellowship. See, God is always knocking at the door of our heart. Sometimes, amen, glory to God. You know, one of the things that I have the ability to do, and prophet, well, prophet rising, pastor rising, amen, I used to always call him prophet, something God gave me, amen, glory to God, maybe you have it too, I pray all day long. I can pray while I'm working.
Amen.
I don't know where it comes from, come on, glory to God.
Yes.
And God will speak to my spirit.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you how good that can be, amen, glory to God, because one time I was hanging some crown molding, and God said, I need you to call so-and-so, one of the minister friends of mine, and he was just about to make a wreck. Oh, Lord, I ain't talking about a wreck as in a car. He was about to go by somebody's house and do something he had no business doing.
Yes, Jesus.
But because I was always in tune with the Spirit,
Jesus,
I got up to get on the ladder again to put a nail in the crown mold, and he says, stop right there. I need you to get out and call him right now. Right now.
Yes.
See, because it was urgent that what he told me, I needed to tell him. Jesus. Come on, glory to God. How many of us know, amen, when you grow in your spiritual life, amen, glory to God, it's really not just for you. Jesus. Come on, glory to God. God don't give everything that he give to us just for us, and that's even your prayer life. You might just be the conduit that somebody else needs in order to sustain. Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I called him immediately, and he turned about and went, you know what I'm saying, his way. He testified about it all the time. And I'm like, man, I was just being sensitive to the voice of God.
Yes.
Because what? I had an intimate prayer life.
Yes.
Number three is prayer reveals the will for your life.
Yes.
How many of us know, amen, it's been times we didn't know what to do?
Yes, Lord.
How many of us, it's been times that we didn't know what the will of God was for our life?
Amen.
And that goes for seasons.
Amen. Yes.
Because, amen, you can be doing something, amen, glory to God, at one season of your life, and then sometimes, amen, glory to God, there's a shift. Glory to God.
Yes,
but if
yes.
you're in communication with God, God will let you know when the shift is.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, the Bible says it like this in Psalms 37 and verse number 23. The steps of a good man are ordered, what?
Lord,
by the Lord.
Amen.
You don't make
amen.
Your own steps. You got to listen to, amen, what he say. Amen. Because the steps are ordered by him. But I love the back end of that text. The Bible says, but he delighted in his way.
Yes,
how many of us, amen, know that that's not always the truth? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, y'all want me to give you scripture for it?
Go ahead. Come on.
All right. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to this. Luke 22 and 41, the Bible says, and when he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. First of all, amen, glory to God. Even when we come together to unify in prayer, God is still speaking to us individually, amen, before he speaks to us collectively.
Ooh, amen. That's so good.
Jesus. But watch what happened. This is my point. This is what I'm saying. Look at verse 42. Luke 22 in verse 42 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that everybody in here, amen, when he reveals what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it, when he wants you to do it, and sometime where he wants you to do it, mm-hmm. that you're in agreement with everything he say.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
True.
I know that's
true.
Right.
That ain't
you sure
true.
Don't want to.
Jonah gets on a ship. Amen. Come on. Y'all, come on.
It's the truth.
I know it's the truth. Guess what? And sometimes, amen, glory to God, he'll tell you to give up what you got in order for somebody else to get what they need.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. Jesus. Oh.
Don't like that.
Mm. Mm. Jesus. Isn't that what Jonathan did for David?
Sure
yes.
did.
Yes.
Sure did.
Come on, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, amen. The Bible's saying, he says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, Jesus. Not my will.
Yes.
But thine, what? Be done.
Will be done. Yes.
He found that out, what? In prayer.
Yes, yes.
So if you want to know, if I want to know what God is saying, what God will have us to do, amen,
yes.
we have to be in prayer for that.
Mm.
I didn't say, amen, glory to God, that God can't give you somebody that will prophesy to you, but prophecy is really, in most cases, a confirmation of what he's already told you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yay. That's
Jesus.
Right.
So, Psalm 143 and 10 says, teach me to do thy will.
Yes,
Jesus. This is David was praying. He says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Come on, glory to God. Your pastor's not your God?
Oops, amen.
I said something right there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Say that again.
See, we oftentimes get that confused.
I'm not.
We oftentimes get that confused because the pastor, amen, glory to God, gives us, amen, glory to God, what God has given her.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm, Jesus. She can't do it for us.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
He says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
When you in prayer, don't you know, glory to God, God will reveal the will for your life.
Mm,
when
yes.
you in prayer, come on, God will make plain what somebody. He'll show you, amen, glory to God, what you didn't see before.
Ooh, that's so good.
Goodness.
Mm.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
You can spend all day long trying to figure it out.
Yep.
But when
yes,
you take Lord. Time out to yep. go get in prayer,
yep.
hey, and you give God that yep. intimate time,
Jesus, thank
you
yes.
lock out everything
yes.
else,
yes.
all of a sudden, just like that, now you got what you've been trying to get.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He done spoke it.
Mm.
Yes, Lord, to you. Mm. Yes, Lord.
Mm. Jesus.
Mm.
Isn't that what happened with Apostle Paul? The Bible says that what? He was up into the third heaven, which is the atmosphere, the throne room of God. And the Bible said God revealed things to him that was what? Not even uttered for him to say.
Jesus.
See, when you get really in an intimate relationship with God, in that essence, amen, God will begin to reveal stuff to you.
Mm.
Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and what? Show thee great and mighty things which thou what? Knowest not.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, there must always be a prayer of repentance.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes.
A prayer of repentance. How many of us know, amen, glory to God, that every day we should have a prayer of repentance?
Amen.
We sin by commission and omission.
Amen.
Knowing and unknowingly. David, in the 51st number of Psalm, in verse number 3, he says, for I acknowledge my transgressions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no, you can't hide nothing from God.
No, you can't.
The Bible says he is in every place beholding the evil and the good. So he says, and my sins are what? Ever what? Before me. I don't know why people think that God, you can hide from the pastor, but you can't hide from God.
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In verse 4, he says, against thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest? In other words, David was saying, listen, He says, Lord, against thee, what? And thee only have I sinned. In other words, glory to God. How many of us, amen, recognize and realize that even when you get in prayer, watch this here, God reveal your sin.
Oh, he sure do. He tell you about yourself.
He
yes,
sure
Lord.
Do. Why you think, amen, glory to God, when you even praying the Our Father prayer, amen, glory to God. I don't want to go too deep in that right there. I'm almost done. But David prayed that prayer of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, isn't that what the world is going through right now?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. If they just do what the scripture says according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, they don't want to humble themselves. Come on, glory to
That's
God.
That's right.
He says, and what? And pray and seek my face and turn. That word turn means to repent.
Yes.
He says, then I will what? Hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. That's with us. Amen. Anything we error, amen, glory to God. It is our due diligence to repent.
That's right.
Lord, forgive me even for what I didn't know I did.
Jesus.
Come on, glory to God. Don't act like you know everything. Amen. I don't know everything. Pastor don't know everything.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Glory to God. But God knows.
Yes, he does.
Number five is you should always pray for guidance.
Yes.
I mean, there's no, they got people get up and just go about their day every day. Come on,
that's
glory to God. Without
get up, roam on out.
But they'll get to work and they'll get the instructions from what it is that the boss give them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the truth.
But you don't give God, amen, glory to God, the opportunity to guide you.
Mm.
Come on, glory to God. That's it. We have to let, if he's what? If he's our God, if he's our Father, come on, glory to God. Most of us, truth be told, come on, we were fearful of our earthly father. Mm-hmm. If you were raised up by your father or somebody that was in authority. Since God has all authority, amen, glory to God, your life don't even belong to you. Mm-hmm. My life don't even belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think you can go about and do whatever you want to do with your life? Come on, 1 Corinthians 16:19.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that what? Know ye not that your body what is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God. He says, for what? And you are not your own.
Mm-mm. That's right.
So what makes you think you could just go about and do whatever you want to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to make plans to do this. I'm going to do that. Amen. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways.
Yes.
Yes. Everything.
Yes.
Stop thinking that you got it. You on cruise control. No, you need God to guide you in every area of your life.
Amen.
The most times, amen, we crash is because we didn't get instructions from God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many of us have ever crashed before?
Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
A favorite.
And then the truth be told, amen, when you get the ticket, now you got to go to driver's ed course anyway. Now you got to go back to God and ask God, okay, which way do I take? He says, and he shall direct thy path. Psalm 143:8 says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning.
Yes.
For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Watch this here. You ever notice, amen? I don't know. I'm not a military man, but we got military in here. Amen. Glory to God. There's landmines. Amen. Glory to God. Am I helping anybody?
Amen. Yes.
You got to know where to walk.
You got to know where to step. Hey,
yes.
You can't go everywhere. God, should I go there today? Come on, glory to God. You can have plans to go to, amen, to a certain store.
Jesus.
But since God is all-knowing, since he is omniscient, amen, he might redirect you to go to the store on the other side of town.
Hey,
because somebody on that
you,
side
Jesus.
Of town decided to go blow up the store.
Jesus Christ. That's the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
my God.
He says, amen. Number six is prayer will deliver you.
Yes.
How many of us know, amen, glory to God, that we all need deliverance somewhere?
Amen.
I don't think they got nobody in here. Amen. The Bible says, follow the perfect man. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Mm-mm. The only way you can be perfect, amen, glory to God, is number one, either when you get out of here or, amen, come on now. Amen. You ain't going to be perfect. You always miss it somewhere.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
Come on, that's glory right. to God. That's right.
If
that's
it ain't right. your mouth, sometimes it's your mind. Amen.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
it ain't
that's
your
right.
mind, sometimes it's your eye.
Yes,
if it ain't your eye, come, boy, am I helping anybody?
Yes, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
If you need.
Sometimes it's what you hear.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Psalms 91 and verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me,
yes.
therefore I will what? Deliver him.
Yes.
Jesus. He said, I will set him on high because he had known my
yes.
name.
Yes.
Jesus. I thank God for deliverance. Amen.
Glory amen. God.
Yeah. God will deliver you. How many of us know, amen, this is a deliverance ministry?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
When you're being delivered by what you hear sometimes as a word that comes out of the pastor's mouth, amen, mm-hmm. glory to God.
Amen.
You're being delivered by that word when it convicts your heart and you know, mm-hmm. amen, glory to God, that that's an error that you have in your life or mm-hmm. that, amen, glory to God, that's something that you need to correct or something that you need to get right. The word of God will deliver you.
Yes.
It will.
That's true.
It will help us.
Has anybody ever opened, amen, glory to God, the Bible up and it fell on something and you was like,
yes,
you shut the Bible
yes,
down? Because, come on,
yes,
I thought I was going
yes,
to walk.
Yes.
You was like, ooh, Jesus, I don't know about that.
Just open it up. You
asked
why
right
here? Why this right here?
Yes.
You say, yeah, you.
That's right. right.
Yeah. Psalm 91 and verse 15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Yes.
I will be with him in trouble.
Yes.
I will deliver him and honor him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Isn't that what happened with Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
With the lion's den?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh? When the king, amen, glory mm-hmm. to God, say, oh, Daniel, amen, are you still what? Are you still alive?
Yes.
Come on, glory to God. I had a joker call me, amen, God forgive me, Lord, I had to say it like that. Amen, he's a pastor, amen, glory to God. But see, everybody don't want, amen, to see you make it.
Uh-huh,
some
man.
People, some people, amen, are there for your demise and not
that's
your,
right.
your benefit or your increase.
That's right.
And this was a while back, but I made it, amen, to New Orleans. And he called me.
Mm.
I hadn't talked to this pastor in a while. Mm. And he called me. And look what he said. He said, I was just calling to see if you were still alive.
Oh!
Whoa!
I said, hold up. See, but he didn't understand. Glory to God.
Jesus.
He didn't understand that I had a prayer life.
Nah, man.
Oh, oh, glory geez. To God.
Amen.
Yes.
And amen. See, sometimes, amen, what you got to do is pray the word.
Yes.
And the scripture says in Psalms 34 and verse number 7 that the angels of the Lord encamping round about them.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes.
See,
yes.
I had already prayed, amen, Lord, send your angels
yes.
to work.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory
hey.
To God. He didn't understand that Isaiah 59 and verse number 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the,
yes.
from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun.
Uh-huh.
The Bible said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood,
uh-huh.
the spirit of the Lord shall
uh-huh.
make up a stand.
Uh-huh.
Come
yes.
on,
glory.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll deliver you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Mom, we can't hold us.
Come on.
Mm.
Ooh, hallelujah. Mm.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
See, I love that because, see, I don't just pray, amen, aimlessly. I pray the word.
Amen.
And the reason why I pray the word, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word
yes.
shall, what?
Yes.
shall stand
yes.
forever.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So when the enemy after me, what I do is I pray Psalms 37 and verse number 1. He says, fret not thyself.
Oh, what evil.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on, glory to God.
Come on,
yes. God is of the work
hey.
Of iniquity.
Yes.
But they shall
hey.
Soon be cut hey. Down.
Yes.
Like
yes.
grass
yes.
over
yes.
the green
yes.
earth.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God.
Ooh. Cut down.
He'll deliver you.
Yes. Hey, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He says, number seven is we should pray in faith.
That's
yes.
right.
Mm. How many of us, amen, glory to God, praise something and allow, amen, glory to God, doubt to creep in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Take it, babe.
Come on. Take glory to God. The Bible says, Mark 11 and verse number 23, amen, glory to God. He says, that whosoever shall what? Say unto this mountain, be thou removed, mm-hmm. and be thou what? Cast into the sea and shall
yes.
not what? Doubt
yes.
in his heart.
Yes.
Don't you know, amen, before you, amen, receive the manifestation of what you've prayed for, the devil's going to already try to put doubt in your
yes.
heart?
That's right.
Am Jesus. I the only one?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Come on, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hmm? That's why the Bible says in what? Mark 11 and verse number, 24? Therefore, whatsoever things ye desire, what? When ye pray, believe.
Yes. Yes.
Believe.
Believe it.
Mm-hmm. That you receive them and ye shall have
them. Yes. Amen.
Shall come on, glory to God.
Yes, God.
We have to pray in faith. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank Even you, when Jesus. You're sick. Come on. James. James says it like this in James chapter 5 and verse start somewhere around verse number 13. He says, if any be what? Sick among you, amen. Glory to God. Yeah, he says what? Let him what? Pray. If any be afflicted, I'm sorry, let him pray. Mm. If any be merry, let him sing songs. The Bible says, amen, glory to God. If any be sick among you, let him what? Call for the elders of the church.
That's
and
right.
let us pray over him, anointing
right.
him with oil in the name of the Lord in the prayer of faith.
Amen.
Shall save the sick, and the Lord shall what? Raise him up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, glory to God. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The Bible says what? Amen, glory to God. James 1 and 5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom,
yes,
let him
yes.
ask of God.
Yes.
Give it to
him. Jesus. But it goes on. He says, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him.
Yes, yes.
That's a promise.
Yes. Yes.
How many times do we needed to ask God for wisdom? Lord Jesus.
Every day.
You had the knowledge, but you didn't have what? The
wisdom.
Come on, glory to God.
Hey, glory.
Huh?
I need your wisdom, Lord. Yes.
Verse 6 says, but let him ask what? In faith.
Favor. Yes.
He says what? Nothing what? Wavering.
Yes.
For he that wavered is what? Like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know where to keep going and say what
that. Yes, yes.
Bible
yes.
says, let that man think that he shall receive what?
Nothing
of the Lord.
Double-minded
man is unstable
in
all his ways.
That's right.
You can't believe God 1 minute and doubt him the next.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say that again. You can't believe God 1 minute and doubt him the next.
That's right.
That's right.
The Bible says, amen, glory to God, even with that man, that son that had the child that was possessed with the demon, he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm going to ask y'all this as I close. What is it you believe God for? But because, amen, the area of doubt came in, you can't believe him for the next thing.
Right.
Jesus, I'm going to help y'all again. The man said, I believe. So the man never said that he didn't have faith. He said, do I have faith for that thing?
Jesus. God, help us today.
Then the disciples say, Lord, increase my faith?
Yes.
Come on, glory to God. So in your secret prayer, it produces public benefits.
Yes.
What you do in secret.
Mm-hmm.
It shall reward you openly.
Yes, yes.
All I was hearing, amen, glory to God, I'm done. All I was hearing, amen, glory to God.